In the 16-game NFL season, every game is important, but the key to success, first and foremost, is win in your division. Good afternoon, everyone. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick on a gorgeous day at FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland, as the 3-1 Eagles meet the first division foe, the 3-2 Washington Redskins.
They put three receivers left, one right. Jones standing to the right of Cousins in the backfield. Cousins back. Cousins looks left. He is floating it for the end zone. Touchdown, Crowder. He had Crowder open. Crowder had run away from Jenkins in the left corner of the end zone. And a perfectly floated pass by Kirk Cousins puts the Redskins on the board. Third down. Cousins back. He fires, and it is caught for a touchdown. Vernon Davis, the tight end. But Davis, the tight end, ran a crossing pattern, and Cousins found him easily. Are we in Landover, or are we back in Detroit?
Outside the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Smallwood down the left sideline. He is going to go! Wendell Smallwood! Wendell Smallwood, his second NFL touchdown, his first on a kickoff return. That's what they needed.
That'll help your offense. That'll help your defense.
Cousins gives it to Kelly. No, he fights, and it's thrown for an interception. It is picked off. Running with the football is Jenkins, and Jenkins scores! Jenkins scores! Cousins, he fired to the far side, and Jenkins picked it off and ran down the right side and scored.
Under center is Cousins. Cousins calling for the football. He gives it to Jones, who walks in. He faked up the middle and then took it outside and walked in. And the Redskins go ahead. And the seconds tick away. And this one is over. The final score, the Washington Redskins 27, the Eagles 20.
Welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast, episode 39. Insider Dave Spadaro with you from FedEx Field, where the Eagles dropped their second consecutive game, losing to Washington 27-20. The Eagles' third consecutive loss against the Redskins here at FedEx Field, and it was a tough one all around for Philadelphia. An Eagles defense that was so dominating through 3 weeks and three victories really had a tough day against the Redskins, who rang up 230 rushing yards. They had averaged just over 80 yards a game on the ground in their first five outings. The Eagles also had no answers for quarterback Kirk Cousins once again, who had two touchdowns, one interception. That interception returned for a touchdown by Malcolm Jenkins, but Cousins threw for 263 yards, and the Eagles just not able to get off the field on defense, and offensively really struggling with a newfangled offensive line. Got a lot of pressure on Carson Wentz, and the running game struggling for Philadelphia, so it was just a tough outing overall for the Eagles. Wentz 11 of 22, 145 yards, a passer rating of 77.7. The Eagles 94 yards on the ground, but just 145 passing yards. The Eagles just unable to do a whole lot, and in large part because the defense could not get off the field. That is something that's very concerning to middle linebacker Jordan Hicks, who says that you must stop the run to play good defensive football in the NFL.
For us, that's the key. You got to stop the run and make them one-dimensional and let our pass rush eat. You know, and I've been saying that for 4 or 5 weeks now, and that's what we're predicated on. So when we can't stop the run and we're letting them gash us big play after big play in the run game, if you don't stop the run in this league, you're not going to be successful. It was the front, it was the LBs, it was the DBs, it was everybody. That's a complete team defense failure today, you know, in the run game, and it's not acceptable. I truly believe we'll get it fixed. Been solid in the run game for the past how many weeks, so to come out here and perform like that is disappointing, but we'll get it back.
Jenkins echoed those thoughts and also talked about the team's struggles with penalties. Simply too many once again for the Eagles, who last week in Detroit had 14 penalties called against them. This week, 13 penalties, 114 lost yards. Jenkins has his perspective on the team's second consecutive defeat.
If we just weren't good enough, or we didn't feel like we were talented enough to win. But we feel like we got the guys, but everybody's kind of taking turns, either blowing their assignment or just getting beat or with penalties. And so when you're beating yourself, you know, all of these games are in the league, there's usually never blowouts. Every game comes down to, you know, 3 to 7 points. And the difference in those are just one or two plays. And so when you're not making them, and a lot of them are self-inflicted, it's very frustrating. So like I said, everybody's got to take it upon themselves to look critically at what they're doing and what their assignment is and stop the bleeding.
Head head coach Doug Peterson faces his first real adversity after three straight wins. He's got two losses with the undefeated Minnesota Vikings coming to Lincoln Financial Field next week. Peterson discusses the state of the Eagles at 3-2.
Yeah, penalties and third down. I mean, that's the name of the game. It starts with me. I got to go back and evaluate, and it's a discipline thing, and I got to look and see, are guys in position? Are they out of position? Are they moving their feet, not moving their feet? Whatever they're doing to cause the penalties, some of them are legit, obviously. It's an area that we definitely have to clean up that in third down. You know, we came out, we running the ball exceptionally well, and we had some big runs in there, and I had a couple of movement throws with Carson on the edge that we missed one early and came back and hit Trey, different things like that. But in these games, you know, it always comes down to your offensive and defensive lines taking control of the line of scrimmage. And, you know, defense hung in there, gave us an opportunity a couple times. And then we did some nice things, but something that, you know, we just got to take a look at, you know, Monday and Tuesday and clean up for another good opponent next week.
Back to the offense, the passing game really having a tough time getting the ball down the field and getting the ball to Zach Ertz. Now, Ertz missed two games with that displaced rib injury, came back last week, caught three passes. This week, just one catch, 22 yards, and certainly a sense of frustration for the offense, not because of his numbers, but because of two consecutive losses.
Yeah, we're just not playing disciplined football right now. It's tough to win in this league as it is, and when you have that many penalties, dang near impossible to win. And it's tough to lose two games having that many penalties against teams that we thought we executed in the second half better than the first, obviously. But we just didn't get it done today. We're just not executing in the first half. Penalties are killing us. When you have first and 20, it's tough to win in this league. It's hard enough to get first and 10, first and 20. Really, really tough. Carson played well. I thought the guys made plays, but we just didn't make enough plays.
Rookie Vaitai starting at right tackle gave up a couple of sacks to Ryan Kerrigan, the Eagles giving up five sacks in all. And Vaitai talked a little bit after the game about his struggles making the adjustment from practice to his first regular season experience in the National Football League.
We got to learn from it, got to move on, come back ready to work on Tuesday. Got to work on a lot of the little things, getting off the ball, staying low. Just coming into the game is just a little different from practice, but now I know how it feels.
And we wrap up our Eagles Live podcast with Wentz, who had his first real struggles in the regular season. He was rushed in the pocket. He was pressured, knocked down six times, hurried 11 times, sacked five times. Eagles unable to score an offensive touchdown. Wentz talks after the game about bouncing back.
You know, it's one of those things. It's football. You know, there's going to be losses. You know, no one likes to lose, but it's one of those things you got to learn from it. It's all about how you react and how you respond to losses. And obviously, we didn't come out here and perform the way we wanted to, but, you know, we're going to get back to the drawing board. You know, the season's not over. It's a long season. So, you know, we're not losing hope. We're not losing, you know, any of that edge that we bring on Sunday. So, you know, I still like this team, and we'll get back to the drawing board.
A critical week ahead for the Eagles as they get ready for the Vikings, looking to get back on the winning track at Lincoln Financial Field after two very difficult, sloppy, and unsuccessful road losses. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining us on the Eagles Live Podcast, episode 39 from FedEx Field. Final score, Washington 27, Philadelphia 20.